Is synchronicity getting way out of hand? Are you on your fourth twin flame? Do you keep getting signs? Does it seem that there's more retrogrades than not? Does Mandela keep stealing everything from you? If you're having strange experiences, you might just be a starseed. Join me, the Mystic Man, as I take you on a journey through self-discovery, esoterics, mystery, astrology, tarot, numerology, web development, web design, business, and current events. On SaaS, Starseeds, Angels, Savant Syndrome. Your host, the Mystic Man. As above, so below. As within, so without a doubt. You're going to want to catch the next episode. Stay tuned.
Always
always, always love supporting artists that I can talk to, that are friends, that are underground. And to be honest, like, that's really all I really listen to. I don't really like mainstream anything. Because, I mean, you know, if you've listened to my show at all, I've talked quite a bit about that mainstream. Just like E40 says, sugar coated and watered down. But everything on the underground is always raw. No. Just for a minute. Stephanie Word. Go check her out. What it do? How are you doing out there? Welcome to my show. It's been a crazy time, hasn't it? Yes, it has. It sure has. Well then, if you didn't catch my last episode, it was just a random episode, nothing special at all. At all. Yeah. Anywho, today is the wonderful day of not Sunday, which is usually the day that I put up my episodes, but things have been a little bit crazy in the world. If you haven't been able to notice, then that is what's up. I envy you. And I don't. I do when I don't. You know, I mean, you gotta pay attention. Like, you gotta pay attention. Just gotta pay attention. Like, there's shit going on. Oh, this show is explicit, by the way. If you cannot tell, it is. Which kind of means that the only kids under age of 13 are not supposed to listen, really, according to Google Play Store, which is weird, right? They're like, oh, it's fine. If they're over the age of 13, then explicit is whatever. I'm like, oh shit, like, I remember when I was a kid, things weren't like that exactly. Not exactly. So what is going on in the world? Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about Z crypto, because we don't really talk about that, and we should. We should really sit down and have this conversation. I think it's about time. Well then, see, there's certain ways that things work. Things work in forms of consciousness expanding in awareness. Of course it does. And sadly, things kind of go in ways of denial a lot. A lot. You see, first there's the hearing about something, right? And then there's the slight curiosity stage. Then there's the wait, which is like, see what happens, see what people do, see if anybody digs it. And then there's the hype, which we miss out on and have FOMO. And there's the point right there. Either we jump in, or we don't, and we ignore. Generally after that, what happens is there's a fall, and if we didn't jump in, we say, oh, we knew it. We knew it. Something would happen. And we were right.
and we revel in our correctness of not knowing what really happened. Or we jump in and we learn. Then it comes around again, as all things come around again. And depending on our integrity, we might ignore, or we might listen or check things out. But generally, by this time, we would have a basic idea, which is entirely wrong, about the entire thing. The whole thing, it's wrong. The idea that we believe of it is wrong. And this applies to everything. Every single thing you could think about, it's entirely wrong. If you haven't jumped in, and like literally jumped in the waters and swam in the depths, then your idea of whatever it is you're thinking of is entirely wrong. It's generally mostly opposite, like specifically opposite, like you're wrong entirely, completely wrong. For instance, let's say astrology. Most people think astrology is the horoscopes. Wrong. Astrology is every single thing, even the comets and the moons of other planets, even invisible things that don't really exist, but they're mathematical points in space-time. Those matter. Everything matters in astrology. You're not your sun sign, you're the entire cosmos. Blam. You've probably never seen a chart, a natal chart, if you don't know that. But I'm sure that most of my listeners have probably seen the natal chart before. Another topic. Let's go to, how about viruses? If you've listened to any of my show, or researched at all online, or went to school and took biology, and remember, viruses are not living creatures. Wow, right? I know, it's so insane that most people think that they're alive. And you can't find a scientist out there who claims that. There's no scientist out there that claims that. Maybe there's one. There might be one somewhere off of some crazy, I don't even know, who's trying to claim that. But science has never said that viruses are alive. Ever. Ever. Sometimes it makes stupid little quips and says stupid little mistakes that it shouldn't. You know, but when they do, they're referring to the nucleotides and the codons being intact proteins, as in not fractured. That's what they're talking about. Viruses are inanimate objects. That is the scientific consensus. That has always been the scientific consensus, because that is what it is. They're only DNA or RNA. That's it. That's all a virus is. People need to get that through their heads. That's two. Let's see, what else can we do? How about Bitcoin? Yeah. That's what we're talking about anyways, isn't it? So, Bitcoin. A lot of people think that Bitcoin is just conjured out of nowhere. This is not true. Bitcoin is not... Because we heard of mining, right? And we thought like, oh, mining, so there's just like infinite coins. Wrong. Specifically wrong. Entirely opposite. There's a finite, as in finite, as in there's not infinite, but finite, finite. There's a finite amount of Bitcoin. 20 million. It was the, at the very beginning of Bitcoin, it was written into the code and the process and the technology that is Bitcoin and the blockchain for the Bitcoin network, that there's only ever going to be 20 million. And guess what? If you lose your Bitcoin wallet, that's gone. That's gone. Never ever getting that again. So that means that there can only ever be less. There cannot be more. You can mine them for now. You know, but that's only the uncovered amount of Bitcoin So, you know, there's so only so much to mine left. And that process is a process of how we, in doing transactions in Bitcoins, that's how you would be able to process your Bitcoin through the encrypted network. I don't know all of it because I'm not a programmer, but I know enough to understand the basic financial aspects of it and some really cool technology parts about it as well. You see, the only way that it can be, here's how it works, okay? Imagine you and I make a deal. I want to buy your car, right? So we go to make that deal, and everybody in the entire world says, wait, we gotta check. And they look and they see the transaction, but we're all wearing masks because it's all encrypted. And they look and they see the transaction and they say, okay, well, where did that money come from? Does it match all of our records? Because we have the entire record of everything that ever happened on the blockchain. And that's how it works, because every single node has all the records of the Bitcoin transactions all the way down. It's open source too, so anybody can look at any of the transactions. That's why it's encrypted and it's decentralized. And it's anonymous, but it's not, you know, like you have to, like, nobody can tell who you are. But if you make enough transactions through the same wallet, like, it's gonna, you know, I mean, like, people can find out, you know, that's how it works. But the idea is that once we make that deal, everybody says, okay, and they all write down that they witnessed the transaction happening, all of them, everything. And that's what we have with nodes and the miners. That's what the miners do. They process the transaction and they take note and they record that transaction for every single transaction that happens. So that this way, everybody has the same record. Now, you can hack one person or two people, but you can't hack everybody, you know? So the thing is, of course, and as you could probably put your fingers and count it all together, I mean, it's a, you know, a joke, but if you have 51%, that's what they call it, a 51% attack. That's where if you can hack 51% of the nodes and claim the majority and say, okay, well, this is the truth, then you will be able to hack the blockchain. Now, there's different networks, different blockchains, because there's different tokens and coins and such, right? Bitcoin has its own blockchain. It's the original one. And the way that it's different than the rest is due to the fact that because it's the original and because it's been going so long, the hash rate, which is the encryption rate, the amount of coding that it takes in order for it to process one transaction, is huge. It's vast. It's calculated that the amount of electricity, the cost of the electricity and computer power that it would take in order for anybody to hack the Bitcoin network and do a 51% attack, it's too much money. It would cost more money than you could possibly steal. So it's impractical to even try. That's the point where Bitcoin has reached. Not all of the other tokens and coins, mind you, only Bitcoin. The other tokens and coins, some of them have had 51% attacks, but that's because they have like lesser nodes and not as much transactions, and it's not that much, you know, hash power for them to hack that. But for the Bitcoin one, which, by the way, is almost at, it reached over 41,000 in pricing for one Bitcoin. You can buy decimals, by the way. I don't have a full Bitcoin. A full Bitcoin is, as I was just saying, you know, it reached over 41,000. Then it dropped down to 32,000. And now it's like 35,000 right now. And it's very volatile, yes. But by default, it's not like the market. It's not like the stock market at all. See, since it's finite, it's a rare thing. Now, people say that it doesn't have any actual value, as in like a physical world value. That's not true. One of my friends put it a good way. He said, well, you show me a way where I can, you know, safely, securely, and cheaply transfer $40,000 over somewhere else, and it's not going to take 2 days, you know. It could take a while if the network is backed up, but it's generally not going to take that long, and it is cheaper. It's cheaper than other ways transferring money. So it's a very practical thing. It's a real world thing that you can do and use it for. And it's the only real safe way, really. That's why it's getting so popular. That's why we use it. That's why people use it. Because it's better. It's better than the system we have. Do you understand? This means a lot. This means a very huge amount of things. The implications are vast. In fact, one might even say that it jeopardizes the cabal, the banking cartel. Because it does, doesn't it? It is the technology that makes them inefficient. It makes them obsolete. And what has happened? If we look at it, I believe that maybe it's possible that a good part of the plandemic was initiated because they freaked out. They, as in the globalists, the world's most richest people, who project their insecurities and claims and guilts and shames. I believe the pandemic may possibly have been triggered and jump-started in order to get a hold of Bitcoin, as in stop it, because they didn't want to buy. That is the thing about pride and ego. When you have a lot of power, you have a lot of pride and ego, and you don't want to give up your stance or your ways. You don't want to evolve. That's how it goes. And I don't believe that many whales is what we call them. I don't believe many of them at all have jumped the Bitcoin hype train, whatever you want to call it. I don't believe so at all. In fact, the entire value of all of the marketed coins is just at 1 trillion so far. Just at 1 trillion. I can't remember the entire number, really, but I think that the global market is like a couple hundred trillion or something. Maybe like, I think it was like 140 something trillion of the global GDP. So it's less than 1%. That's a lot of room. A lot of room to go off of. Think about it. We're talking about a more efficient, a more technologically efficient, safer. It's encrypted. It's decentralized. That means that no bank is just going to be able to grab it and say, oh, okay, no, you're not being able to have this, and we're going to screw you over on your rent. No, they can't do that because it's ran by the people. That's what decentralized means. There's no organization running it. Everybody's running it. That's the beauty of the tech. It's power to the people. Now, what were we saying? So right now, it's jumping up and down between 32,000 per Bitcoin. Mind you, there's only a top limit at 20 million Bitcoins, and it's believed that so many people have lost their wallets and their coins that it's probably somewhere around 17 million is the existing possible Bitcoins. So you have that, right? That's the total amount. And the value for one is 40. That's about, you know, let's just say, because it's going to go back up soon, 40,000. Right. And that's less than 1% of the global GDP. Yet it's more efficient than the means of currency that we use. It's more efficient than fiat currency, than this scarcity fiat that we have. It's really bad market economy that we've created. It's been totally destructive. And we have a way out. We have a way out, and it's more efficient. It's entirely what what's his name? Buckminster Fuller, he put it like this: you don't fight the system to overcome it. You create a system that makes the old system obsolete. You create a more efficient system that makes the old system obsolete. And that's what this is. So if we look at it, let's say like it was to take place of half of the global GDP that, you know, that we got going on. That's, you know, I mean, that's more than times 100, because it's not even at 1% yet. So I don't even know what the number would be. But let's say, I would say that would put it at like 4 million or something. I don't know. I think like 4 million, right? Or something. Maybe 400,000, and I'm tripping. No, 4 million, yeah. 4 million per Bitcoin. Yeah, that sounds right. Around there, you know, I'm just eyeballing it. Wow, that's a lot. That's a lot. A very lot. You know? So let's say you only had 4 grand. Well, that would be $400,000. You know? And it's gonna jump up pretty quickly, too, mind you. It has been. Just this month, it doubled. It even dropped, and it's still at the double mark of what it was before in the month time. Yeah. Or maybe I'm just thinking about my profits. I don't know. I don't know. I might be mixing that up. Excuse me there. But yeah, I know I profited a good amount. And, I did a bit of trading, mind you, so I didn't just sit on it. I traded, and I'm pretty good at trading. I've got the 6 cents for it. I don't know how to explain it. I just do. The first time I got into trading, I got the Robinhood app a long time ago, like 6 years ago or something. And I looked around and I saw one, and I put all in, and it was just by chance, out of a 3 year long stretch of nothing, that same day it jumped up. Yeah, I think it like quadrupled or something. It's crazy. Long time ago. I don't like stocks though. I don't like the stock market. I don't like the idea of you know, rewarding or punishing companies, you know, making them artificially richer just by the vote of the people, by their greed, or, you know, I don't believe in that. That's stupid. Bitcoin's different, see, because there's no company behind it, you know. There's nothing that owns it. We own it. The people own it. It's the same with most coins in general, because it's all open source. It's all, it's not all decentralized, excuse me. There's non-decentralized coins, but the decentralized coins are not decentralized, not owned by anybody, and can't be. You know, a company can't just come up and just swoop it all, say, we own this. No, it's not how it works when it's ran by the people. probably the CIA. Or the satanic cult. Maybe it's just some fine woman. And I'm being dope. Happens a lot. 'Cause guys like me, we don't like to believe that we can land a big one. As in not like big one, but actually in Hawaii, the bigger a woman is, the more beautiful she is. Maybe not so much generally anymore, but that was the ancient way. Because I mean, like, you would only really get big if like you were wealthy, right? You know, which is kind of shallow, ironically. But yeah. Now me, I mean, I have my things that I like and things that I don't like. And it has everything to do with character. Now, you don't gotta be perfect. You know, everybody messes up and everybody does things, you know. But there are values that matter and there are values that don't. Now, if a person only has values that are plastic and they're, you know, gambling all of their self-worth based on plastic, shallow things, then, I mean, I'm not gonna, you know, automatically, like, look down on them, but I will take it to my civic duty to impose my propaganda. Just kidding, it's not propaganda. It's a universal virtues. Because consciousness can only go some ways, so many ways. From oneness. Two. After two, there was three, but only after you get over duality with irony and a sense of humor, because LOL, 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 some really insane rambling. I probably did. You probably don't know what just happened. Your subconscious is probably kicking you in the nuts, even if you don't have nuts. And it will probably project, so you'll probably kick somebody in the nuts. Just a warning.
One of the arguments against Bitcoin is a claim that, oh, well, it lets people do illegal stuff, like human trafficking and drugs and stuff. And the thing is that it's actually opposite, because a lot of the human trafficking was only caught, I mean, like thousands, they caught thousands of people and arrested them. And only, it was only able to happen because of Bitcoin. Because Bitcoin is open source. And they were able to track the transactions. Now, of course, yeah, it is encrypted. Yes. But if you can, like, just follow the money, like, you know, that's what they did, you know, and they found out who the people were. Because, I mean, you know, that's like, that's, I don't know how they did it really, but I mean, I know that that's the general idea of how they did it. I don't really know how to, you know, code or nothing. And I don't totally understand the Bitcoin blockchain whole thing, but you know, it's cool to look at. And it's cool to, like, have you ever, like, seen the blockchain? Like, go check it out. Go check out anybody's blockchain, because there's different ones. You know, there's the Bitcoin network one, and then there's one for every coin, basically, every token. There's its own blockchain generally. It has its own blockchain. But yeah, look at it. Check it out, you know. Different ones work in different ways, but there's a general basic idea, and it's open source. Anybody can look and see what's going on. You can see all of the transactions going on. Wallets you can make for free. So there's no reason for encryption to be too hard. Although most of the governments are trying to crack down because they're trying to be able to force tax. Which, you know, it makes sense in a, you know, systematic kind of way. But at the same time, do they deserve it? No. They should go and fetch that $22 trillion that they lost, which was our money that we paid them. And go, they can go fetch that, and then they can live off that for the next 50 generations. That is just wicked. How that got lost is wrong. It should be a top priority. And that is way more money. It is way much more money than anything. That's more than what? That was more than the UK's total GDP. And, like, I don't remember. The guy from RT News said it pretty good, though. But yeah. And that's a lot of money. A trillion. 22 trillion. That's like, okay, imagine, like, if you had 999 billion dollars, and then you had an extra billion, but then you multiplied all of that by 22. That's a lot. Imagine if you had 999 million dollars, and then you got an extra million. And then you multiplied that by 100, and then you multiplied that by 22. Shit. That's a lot of money, you know. Where did it go? Go find it, Pentagon. You freaking leeches. Like, seriously, do we pay you? Like, are you a part of the USA, or are you, like, really actually, like, secretly, like, communist? Like, are you China? Are you Russia? Like, what do you do there? I mean, I know that there's many times where you're caught experimenting on the people, doing really crooked, wicked, wrong shit that you're not supposed to do. It's traitorous shit that makes you not, by default, not Americans. Makes you traitors. Get with the program. Figure out where the fuck you stand. And fucking, goddamn, have some backbone. All of everybody. All around. Have some fucking backbone. Have some spine. That means not being a pansy ass motherfucker who's gonna just fall in line when everybody's doing wicked shit. Is there a reason why you are there doing what you're doing? Because if it's wicked shit, you shouldn't be there. You should be freaking locked up or just in a mental institution or something. Look at what's going on with the world. What the fuck? Seriously, what the fuck? Like, I'm disappointed in all of humanity. Nobody's being fucking humane right now. You know, I mean, I'm the one to talk, but hey, you know what? Let me be the standard of normal. For Christ's sake. Like, I am just a dude. And yet, I would never do that kind of fucking wicked shit. And I would never fucking betray anybody. In such disgusting ways. It takes a really interesting amount of denial to allow for that kind of level of excuses. Excuse my rant. I'm just upset. And it's not like I don't understand. You know, I understand that people get put in situations and people get blackmailed and people get bribed. I never took a bribe before, and I've been bribed before, and I've never taken a bribe before. And, you know, or attempted bribe. Somebody tried to bribe me. I didn't. I was like, nah, do you know who you're talking to? Like, I don't even dig that kind of money. I don't even fuck with that shit. Like, I am for my own kind of economy that nobody seems to even get, and it's way more natural and harmonic and sustainable, and way more to the definition of the word economy, which means an efficient use of resources. The efficient use of resources. So by default, I would say that I have the only economy by the definition. And everybody's fake. Not everybody. Not you. Excuse me, listener. You're not fake. Thank you for not being fake. Thank you for listening. And excuse me for my rant. But you know how I feel. You're probably feeling the same way. The world. It's like there's people who really, really try, you know? And then there's like majority of the, you know, non-frickin' playable characters and NPCs who just kind of really don't ever try anything, ever, ever, ever. They don't put in any work towards anything positive, and they don't do anything unless there's a big old line and it says free tacos. Then they'll do it. I'll do it too, actually. I'm kind of hungry, and tacos sound really good right now, but I don't want to wait in line, and I'm not sure why anybody would. Oh well. You are listening to the sassiest show on air. And it is called Starseeds, Angels, Savant Syndrome. I am the mystic man here. What does that mean? That means buy Bitcoin. Why? Because Nostradamus said, he or she, I'm sure he implied that, I'm sure there was a, you know, even a they in there, ye who buyeth the Bitcoin shall prosper. Ye. And I don't think he said that in English either. I think it was probably French or Latin. In any case, or Italian or something, right? I think, was he Italian? Yeah, whatever. Yeah, Nostradamus said that. He said, buy Bitcoin. Literally. No, he didn't. He didn't literally say buy Bitcoin. But, you know, I mean, he said the invisible coin, which, I mean, that's what it is, really. It's like not only just in the physical factor of it being invisible, but also in the metaphorical factor, because we're talking about encryption, you know. It's more efficient. It's more logical. The old system was destroying everything. Come on, guys. Like, come on. It was clear as day. I was writing raps about this to get it out to people before I even knew that Bitcoin existed. You know, like, trying to explain our market economy, what we call capitalism, which isn't really capitalism, because there's lots of dynamics of communism that we have right now embedded into it. I mean, look at a company. What is a company, right? It's got its own bylaws. It's got its own secret privacy factors, and it undermines a lot of the, you know, constitution. You got Facebook, you know, censoring people. You got Twitter censoring people. I got banned off Twitter. No, well, not banned. I got kicked off Twitter. You know, the account still exists, but I can't post or nothing. And all because I was sharing a Bob Marley song, you know? Wow, what the heck is wrong with that? I love Bob Marley. Who doesn't love Bob Marley? I was sharing it to people that were talking about, you know, other platforms, and I just thought, hey, you know, Exodus, all right. Movement of Jah people, oh yeah. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I was typed a little bit of lyrics in there and, you know, shared the video. Maybe it was because I downloaded it so that way I could upload it as the video on the platform so people could listen to it straight. Oh, you shut up, Mr. Blowing Man. Excuse me, there's a guy who's on the job blowing. I shouldn't hate. He's just doing his job. He's got a job right now, which is very good. It could be worse. It could be giving blowjobs. That's not so bad. Is that so bad? I don't know. You tell me. I don't know. I've never given a blowjob before. Never. And that's a sassy thought. Wow, they got two of them. They're really going at it. This is what censorship sounds like, guys. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. No, that's like paranoid style. Anywho, I'll let you go off of that. On that note, just think about it. Think about the Exodus. Movement of Jah people. You know what I'm saying? Uu mau ke ea oka aina ika pono o humanity.
Did you know that you can leave a message to be on the show? That's right, you can. If you go to the show's description on whatever platform you're listening to this on, mind you, it does host on many platforms. This SaaS podcast, Starseeds Angels Savant Syndrome, hosts on many platforms, as most podcasts do these days. Well, if you look in the description for the show, you'll find a link to message us. And you can leave a audio recording for the show and be on air, not live, but you can ask a question or leave a statement. Heck, this show is explicit, and it's rated explicit, so you can even swear. You can swear at me if you want, and roast me, and that's perfectly fine. I welcome anybody to say anything that they want, and that's freedom of speech, how it should be. I don't know if there's a time limit on the audio recording that you're allowed to record with, but try to keep it a little bit short. I'd say at least under like half an hour, if that's okay with you. But yes, please do message and be on the show. You can do so anonymously. Perfectly fine.